Another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.
And it's that time of the week again when we find all the good news and we bring it to you courtesy of sapeople.com. Over in Antibes in France, we have Jenny Baxter. I'm Melanie Walker here in Johannesburg. And we're hoping that we bring some joy and sunshine to your life wherever you are. Jen, how are you doing this fine day?
Mal, I'm doing really well, thank you. And you?
No, absolutely wonderful. Getting a bit chilly here in Joburg, but I have realized it is time to plant your bulbs because it's too cold to keep my bum on the floor outside. That's the right time to be planting. So at least there's, you know, there's some small happinesses to be had, freezing your butt off, literally. But what's been happening on your side of the world?
Well, I had a big thing happen in the last week, which is that I went for my, you know, because of Brexit, mm-hmm. Those South Africans who are in Europe, because of their British, you know, their dual citizen passport, we now have to get everybody with a British passport has to now get a residency permit in order to remain in their European country legally. So I went off to get mine last week, and it was amazing. And I thought to myself that I should have taken photos for Home Affairs in South Africa because, you know, obviously there are thousands of us, you know, who need these things. And there's queues, long, long queues, but there's chairs, there's seats, and there's chair monitors. So there's extra jobs for people. And everybody's smiling and happy. And they were amazing. And the lady who served me actually said to my daughter who was with me, you know, are you also getting yours? Checked up on the computer. My daughter's appointment was for a month's time and said, oh, I'll do it now. And did it at the same time.
Well, I know.
How cool is that?
Dealing with anybody in bureaucracy is usually a bit of a pain in the bum. I mean, even
especially
just trying to,
in France.
Well,
France is the worst. It's worse than South Africa normally.
Actually, I must say Home Affairs here have been pretty much on the ball, although you might sit on the phone for about an hour before you get to actually speak to a person because their online site has been down most of the time, as I'm sure most people have found out. But what is happening? I mean, apart from Brexit, I mean, I don't even know what my status would be being a dual citizen as well. What is happening with the dual status citizenship for South Africans that have lost their citizenship? I mean, part of the Constitution, of course, is that a South African is, they can't lose their citizenship. If you're born in South Africa, you will keep your SA citizenship. But now all of a sudden they're finding out, oh no, according to some law in 1995 that nobody even knew about, that the government is now implementing this, so you cannot have your South African citizenship. But I know the DA has been taking them to court. What has happened?
Okay, so they took them to court on Monday, and yes, exactly as you say, one of their main arguments was that in Section 20, I think it says no citizen may be deprived of citizenship.
Yeah.
So that was one of his main arguments, along with several others, and apparently it went really well, fingers crossed, holding thumbs. They've reserved judgment, and we're hoping for a positive outcome within the next month. Which would just be amazing. Mal, we have been inundated with, even when we did the article on Monday just about, you know, the court case, there are still people coming forward saying, what? I had no idea, you know, that I'd lost my citizenship. And people are upset, you know, it's an emotional thing as well as really difficult legally without your South African passport in a lot of cases.
Well, let's hope that it all comes right and that, I mean, I don't see what the problem is with having dual citizenship, frankly. I mean, you know, it's actually going to be better, I think, in the long run, if people are still South Africans and they have to pay tax back home. Isn't that what they're aiming to do anyway?
I think it depends how long you're out of the country, though, who pays tax. But I do think that South Africa gets a lot of money from its citizens who live abroad because they invest back in South Africa. Mm. They buy holiday homes if they still have South African citizenship, you know. And it's a lot less paperwork as well. Mm. So I don't think South Africa ever said you can't be a dual citizen. And that's what the confusing thing is that everybody's known you can be a dual citizen.
But you have to have a letter to state that you've got both.
Exactly. And you have to ask for this letter before you get the new one. Once you got the new one, it's too late. And the department that section has been closed for over a year now. So you can't even get the retention letter.
Anyway,
let's hope the DA and the DA board have really worked hard on this. And, you know, the best possible outcome is that that those who've lost their citizenship will also be able to reapply and get it back.
Okay, yep. So who are the people who've been taking care of this from the citizen's point of view?
You mean the DA people who've been taking care of this? It's Adrian Roos in South Africa. He's the Shadow Deputy Minister of Home Affairs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've chatted with him quite a bit on Zoom and things like that. He's amazing, and he really puts in, you know, and Dr. Rory Jabber as well in London. He's the DA abroad leader, volunteer. But, you know, these people work weekends, nights, and obviously days as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully during the days, not just during the nights.
Thank you to them. Yeah.
Okay. So what news have you got for expats, apart from obviously the whole citizenship thing?
Well, this horrible Brexit thing has, horrible or good, I don't know, but it's affecting a lot of expats in Europe, because all our South African goodies normally go to London and then get distributed to us. So,
what kind of goodies are you talking about? Like Mrs. Bull's chutney and Appetizer and Beck's anchovet.
And rooibos. Yeah. And Omar Rusk. And I mean, a staple diet is, you know, rooibos in the morning. Mm. So I don't have it. I managed to find some tea leaves, but I don't have a tea strainer that's thin enough to handle
I'll send you one, Jenny.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's kind of really sad, because you walk into these international shops and there's just all these shelves that are empty of all the South African goodies from England.
Oh, well, I think the South African suppliers were going to have to change their minds and get them out to other places as well. Yeah, Brexit for me, I still haven't got my head around it. I just know that a lot of my family over there have divested themselves of interests that they had over in Europe, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the whole world is a sheet of flame. What can we say? We'll bring the good news. Okay, what other good news is there?
Well, if you're feeling nostalgic and you're a South African living abroad, there is the most divine song, the Hardy Da song.
Oh no.
Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
You have to listen. It's by this young guy, Thorzy, and he says he wrote it in 5 minutes, but I promise you, you'll spend more than 5 minutes listening to it, and people have been begging him to make it longer. It just makes you want to start dancing. It's so clever with the keyboard and everything. He's just kind of brought in the sound of the Hardy Dars.
Okay.
It is so cool. It's the coolest thing I've heard for ages.
Like we need any reminding of what it sounds like. Is it up on the sapeople.com website?
It is. And it's really, really good. And then another thing we had in the last week was, remember I told you how a lot of South Africans are going to the Maldives?
Yes.
On their way to London?
Yes.
Although the Maldives seems to now have its COVID cases going up. Well, somebody from Saudi Arabia asked about, you know, what are people around the world doing to get back into their countries coming from South Africa? And it's amazing. The post was so popular, but so divided. Half the people had really, you know, advice on go to this country. Mm. Namibia is one of the big ones. Mm. A lot of people are going to Namibia, have a 2-week holiday, and then you go to your country and you're no longer red listed because you've spent, so you're safe now, you know. And of course you have to have a PCR test before you go to make sure that you don't have COVID, etc. But the other half were just furious, and it made me realize how we've kind of been split in our experience of the pandemic. You know, half the people have really suffered through tragedies and lost people close to them, and so they don't see the humor and the fun part of it. And the other half are sort of, come on, we've got to live. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to have to do a 2-week quarantine if we go straight from South Africa. So why not rather go on holiday for 2 weeks and spend money on, you know, in another country and don't quarantine.
And get to know the place. I mean, I can't think of anything better than going and spending 2 weeks in Swakopmund, quite frankly. I love the place. I haven't been there for years. Go and be a tourist in your own backyard. Why not?
Yeah. And you know, there's a good thing to be a tourist in your own backyard right now. I don't know if you saw, Sandparks announced yesterday that for the next week there's 40% discount on like places all over the country, the Kruger, Golden Gate in the Free State, Garden Route in the Cape. So
I love traveling South Africa.
Very lucky.
And as a treasure hunter, of course, I'm always looking for new treasures to find around our country. So I'm quite happy to do my long road trips with my children, get the chickens in the back of the car and we fly the coop. And off we go. So what have people been doing overseas, South African expats? What have they been doing?
Well, the most famous has been Elon Musk. I don't know if you saw, he was on Saturday Night Live on Saturday. Mm-hmm. He was the host, and as he said, it's the first time that it's ever been hosted that they know of by, you know, somebody who admits it, by somebody who has Asperger's, so Asperger's, and you could see it was really obvious, and you know, he wasn't funny, and yet it was so successful. It was incredibly successful. I think the YouTube videos had like over 6 million hits already.
Oh, really? That's fantastic.
Yeah. He just brought, you know, he just showed a human side of himself, and a British friend of mine didn't want to watch it. And I said, oh, please just, you know, it's just 5 minutes. And afterwards she said to me, she said, oh, wow, that just made her realize you should not judge anyone, because just seeing those 5 minutes of him, you know, it was just an insight, and his mother was there.
The glamorous granny, yeah.
yeah. And with her divine South African accent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a proud GSA moment. But it was really good because he said as well, you know, he said for all those people who criticize him for some of his crazy tweets and everything, you know, he was like, well, of course I'm weird. I you know, I want to send people to live on Mars and I want renewable energy, and somehow you expected me to just be a normal dude, you know?
Well, I mean, if, as long as he wants to send people like Donald Trump to go and live on Mars, it's all good with me. Send those lunatics up there. Well, can't call them lunatics because they'll be on Mars instead of on the moon. But anyway, I think he's fantastic. I mean, what he's done, the things that he's put together, the way he does think, and I know a lot of people who have Asperger's, and it is a different way of having to deal with them and understanding where their head is at a lot of the time. But once you know how to do that, I mean, it actually becomes, you can start ragging them a bit, which is great.
yeah, and you get so much honesty. It's wonderful.
And did you see that the conjoined twins have been separated?
Isn't that amazing? I love South Africa's medical
fraternity,
you know, industry. Yeah. They are just amazing. And did you see how happy the mom was?
Yeah.
Never in her wildest dreams did she think both twins would be saved.
Yeah, and
both
of us,
both mom of
we're
twins,
both twin
so we
moms.
Know.
Yeah, so we know exactly how that feels. Can you imagine though? Yeah. I mean, if either of our twins, well, yours wouldn't have been because they're not identical, but mine, there's a good possibility that it could have happened. If they're in their own one amniotic sac, mine were in their own ones, but then in a bigger sac as well, so they would never have been conjoined. But I mean, it must be absolutely soul-destroying sometimes, you know, having a twin that you can never get away from. It's bad enough that you have them in one house, let alone stuck together. That would be quite hectic. But very special.
It's very special. And, you know, when I was pregnant, they picked up that there might be something wrong with one of the twins, and they wanted to put that long needle in.
Oh, the amnio, yeah.
Yeah, but there was at that point, there was a 50% chance that it would kill the fetus,
yeah.
You know?
No, I had to have amnio, yeah. It's one of those things.
But I didn't, but you know what the guy said to me? Mm-mm. He said, oh, but don't worry because you'll still have one other twin. It'll only, you know? No, thank you.
Yeah, no, just slap him upside the head. All right, what else has been going on with famous people or infamous people like the Kiffness?
did you see the Kiffness shared that brilliant Leo Prince Lua?
We need to get the Kiffness to come and chat to us. I just think he's awesome.
he is. And so that went viral all over again with the, you know, does everybody know who Leo Prince Lua is now?
He's the guy, the driver, the Rambo of South Africa. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And do you see they're selling cups now with the words on that he said?
Yes, I have seen them. I don't think I'll be putting them in my house yet.
No, I didn't even know that word existed in Afrikaans until he said it. So, you know, that's what the word was.
Ons moet vir jou jou Afrikaans verbeter, nee. Jy het nou vergeet hoe om Afrikaans te praat. En ek is 'n soutie, maar ek kan Afrikaans praat. 'N bietjie. My uitspraak is 'n bietjie swak.
Ek kan meer Afrikaans praat nou dat ek oorsee woon.
Listen to these English girls, the Durbanite and the English from across the pond. We will still find the Afrikaans. Why not? Okay, and rugby,
hey,
of course.
Did you see the Fafka? Yeah.
Faf.
No, just a South African guy in Croatia who got fined for wearing his faf. He was wearing a faf.
One of the faf speedos.
Yeah, with the South African flag.
Yeah.
And he was wearing it in a beautiful national park where it's actually, you're forbidden to swim. Yeah. But they said it was public indecency. I think they thought that it was undies or something.
Well, you're not supposed to swim. You can't wear a swimming costume, I guess, hey?
I suppose, but it was, and he took a divine photo before he got fined, wearing the speedo next to this beautiful waterfall, and he said it was all worth it.
Well, as long as it goes viral, viva South Africa, we can go anywhere and do anything. Shame, man. But yeah, talking about Faf, of course, I was getting onto the rugby because I'm quite excited with all the rugby coming back up again. And what is happening with international rugby? I'm trying to get my brain around it. In July?
It's starting in July. So the big Lions tour that we've all been waiting for kicks off on, I think, around the 17th of July. Mm-hmm. But the first two weekends of July, they've just announced this week that Georgia will come over, and those will be the first two international tests, the first two weekends. And it'll be the first time that the Springboks are playing since they won the World Cup. Since 2019.
Cool. You just because they go, go, Boca! My blood is green.
Oh, and Simon, and good luck to the new coach.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody's going to need a lot of, I mean, if they've been out of practice, well, you know, the Boca come back. And having watched that wonderful series, Chasing the Sun, I mean, you know, if you haven't watched it, by the way, we'd like to remind you, do go and watch it. Is it still, I think it's still on Showmax. Brilliant. My children have watched it 3 times now.
So you can watch overseas.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they love it. They absolutely loved it.
Oh, I'm
okay,
so glad.
So from the entertainment point of view, now that we're talking about what's on TV, what has come up on your radar?
The main thing that I would like to watch, which you can watch, is Warrior, which was this dream that Bruce Lee had, you know, the martial arts champ.
The person who came up with Jeet Kune Kundo, as well as Wing Chun styles of Kung Fu. Yeah, I know it well.
you do. So in 1971 in Hollywood, he pitched it, and they said, no, nobody will want an Asian guy as the main guy in this movie. And 2 years later, he died, and his daughter has managed to get it going. And it was filmed, the first two seasons were filmed in Cape Town. So there is a South African crew, there's a South African cast members, and they're talking about filming the third one in South Africa as well, in Cape Town.
That's
so
fantastic.
That's pretty cool for you know, and especially for the film industry in Cape Town that's suffered a bit with the pandemic, because it does depend on so much international business.
Oh, it's been very slow, unfortunately, down in Cape Town. No season at all. But it is nice that they've been shooting these movies. I was watching The Maze Runner with my children, one of the later movies. And I was sitting there looking and thinking, that looks just like Fiona Ramsey. And I'm thinking, what's Fiona? That can't be Fiona Ramsey. And it was. They had shot it in Cape Town. And I was in my girls going, yeah, and that's our friend's father, who's also an actor. So it was like quite a surprise, not knowing.
That.
Yeah, it was great fun.
You know what happened to me the other day? These old adverts went viral. So we did a quick post because people just kept sending them. And I'm watching them, and there was an advert that this woman looks like you, but her voice doesn't sound like you. It was for a Nesquik advert.
Nesquik, yes, it was me, and they dubbed
with
my voice. It was before I started doing Treasure Hunt, yeah. So they
What's
didn't,
wrong with your voice?
I don't know. They decided to use somebody else's voice. Oh, is that up there as well? You must put it up with a different voice. That'll be so weird, because I've got it at home. But
it's so crazy. I thought it must be somebody who looks like you, because she just didn't.
No, it was.
Like,
have another Nesquik and blame it on the bunny. Don't tell me. The bunny. You always blame it on the bunny. Yeah, that ad. Now, there's a lot of ads that you know, our family managed to do over the years. I should actually send them all to you. You had the Walker family in extremis.
Yeah. The okay, Walker family walk of fame.
A walk of shame sometimes. Okay, so what's coming up on the site? What interests interesting news have you got that people should be watching out for?
There's a story that we'd really love if everybody can pitch in and help. It's to find any family or friends of, let me just get his name. You'll have to look on the website because...
Dennis Charles James McKendry.
Thank you. Thank you, Mal. So please, if anybody recognizes his name and knows anybody who knew him, he died in a plane with two other men, and they're having a memorial for them later this year. They're looking for a photo of him, a South African war hero, and this lady from England contacted us to ask for help. So we will have it all up on the site with contact details and everything.
You should try maybe talking to Justin Fox, Revel Fox, the architect's son. He's just done. He's just released a book, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he's an incredible writer. There are so many people who are real history buffs, but I think we'll put it. I'll share it and get everybody else to share it and see if we can find the information for you.
Okay, and ask Justin as well. Okay, brilliant.
Fantastic. All right, great. So there we have people. Get out and have a look. Help us find pictures of Dennis Charles James McKendry. And then if you've got any good news, let Jenny know on sapeople.com. And we'll come back to you with some more fabulous information and things to do and watch next week. Jen, take it easy. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, Mal. Have a gorgeous week. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.